My name is Dan Petrisco. I'm from the University of Washington. I'm going to talk about Blackbear. We're announcing our new agile open source RISC-V multi-core. And we're designing it as a host core for accelerator-based SoCs. This work is done between Washington and Boston University. So kind of the motivation here is that traditional hardware design methodologies usually rely on proprietary tooling and proprietary IP libraries that don't promote reuse and are not accessible to hobbyists or researchers. But at the same time, new open source CAD tools and open source libraries are providing a way for hobbyists and researchers to get involved in this ecosystem. But it's no coincidence that this is happening in an era where diverse workloads require custom silicon. Accelerators allow us to continue getting these performance gains while traditional transistor scaling is kind of petered out. But while custom accelerators are the secret sauce for these new systems, they don't stand alone. You need all sorts of components like the Uncore, I/O, chip testing capabilities in order to maintain your own infrastructure just to develop a small accelerator to do a specific function task. And getting any of these components wrong can completely destroy all of your accelerator gains. So general purpose host cores are needed to coordinate all of these accelerators, all these moving parts, all these uncore systems. But when you're adding a new host core to the system, there are several considerations. You want it to be efficient, performant, and reliable. It needs to be able to do what you want in your power and performance envelope. It needs to be able to control a diverse set of accelerators, both with standard and custom interfaces. It needs to be trustable. It needs to use standard design principles, standard design methodologies, standard design languages, so that people can just look at it, inspect it, and know that it's quality. And the IP needs to be extensively verified. If you have to do this redesign re-verification, you've lost all your benefits of reuse. And last, it needs to be free and open source. You need to be able to play around with this and understand if it will fit into your system without purchasing a license or signing restrictive NDAs. So you end up just being able to click in an accelerator. This is the ideal case. So in order to fit this